STEM Day in the Capitol Courtyard featured an array of scientific displays from five different schools in the state.
You'll see everything from fourth grade all the way through 12th grade. These big robots right here are part of the first robotics competition. That's at the high school level. It's almost like March Madness crossed with science and technology. It's really great.
Joan McGettigan is Director of Educational Technology at North Broward Preparatory School. And she says science, technology, engineering, and math programs help develop future industry leaders.
This is our future workforce. And so if we need creative problem solvers, there's no better way than to get their hands dirty. As Paulo Blickstein says, you want to learn science, you have to make science. You don't lecture for students to learn. You get them out there making and creating.
Despite Florida having one of the highest employment growth rates in the nation, statistics reveal that large numbers of jobs continue to go unfilled. Jesse Panuccio, executive director of the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, says if you look at the state's top 20 in-demand jobs, half of them are in a STEM field.
You'll see registered nurses, but you'll also see computer systems analysts, web developers, accountants for math. So we really see it across the fields. And if you look at the growth in the state, we've had over 800,000 private sector jobs added. That has come across private sector industries. So these students who seem to be having so much fun out here today, they really have a range of options open to them, especially and hopefully if they stay in the state of Florida.
At the start of this session, Governor Rick Scott proposed $30 million in his 2015-2016 budget for a new workforce training initiative focused on STEM jobs. He says the goal of the proposed funding is to partner with high-tech companies in the state to create a paid summer residency program for science, technology, engineering, and math instructors. For WFSU News, I'm Keita Browning.